Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, I've written several books about pets. I've contributed to, which is really one of the honors of my career. I've contributed to textbooks about pets, but I've not done this before, written a coloring book. Believe it or not, I mean, it didn't take long. I mean, you know, it was a 10-minute project. It's called My New Puppy. And the reason why I'm telling you about it, first off, it's free. That's always a good thing. And secondly, there's a contest. So if you have kids, I think they have to be between the ages of, I'm not sure, on the low end, whatever. How old are kids when they learn to color? I honestly don't know. But whatever age that is, until I think all the way up to 12, maybe. In any case, all of the information about that is on my website, including a link to the book. That's what it is now. It's not a real coloring book. Like, it's not a book. You go online and you print it out and then the kids color. And if you scan it and send it back and there's an email address on the site, you can win stuff. Well, not you yourself. It's the kids that win stuff. I don't believe adults are allowed necessarily, but the site is stevedale.tv and the book is My New Puppy. And the reason why I said yes instantly is a favor to somebody. But in addition to that, because of the messaging, you know, I mean, pets are good for kids to grow up with, and humane education is a good thing. So there are some points in there. They're very basic. It's very simple. There aren't many words. I think the whole book might be 40 words, but nevertheless, there is messaging that I think is important for children. This is WGN Radio, 20 minutes before 7 o'clock, and on the phone right now, I believe we have Mr. Shorty Rossi, the pit bull boss. And Greg Alonzo. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Good, good, good. There's a big tour, Mr. Pitbull Boss, Shorty Rossi, from Animal Planet that's coming to Chicago or the Chicago area. And you've been going around the country talking about something that, as it happens, I feel very strongly about. So you walk into an animal shelter, really anywhere in America, and the dog you see most often is a dog you'd look at and say that's a pit bull. The reality is they are almost always, I mean really, nearly always, mixed breed dogs. That's all they are. And we know that today by genetic testing, but they have a certain look that may be somewhat similar. They are probably the most popular dog in America. I'd say they're the all-American dog at the moment. And you have some messaging that you want to communicate to people, and I believe that's why you're going all over the place talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's our goal, is to bring awareness to the public of what these dogs are really supposed to be and that what the media is hyping them up to be and giving everybody the fear when they see these dogs in public. I mean, even today, as popular as we may be, I can still go walk in an airport or walk in a public place and people will walk across and make an effort to go across the street or around me because they think my dog, Aries, is going to attack them.
Hopefully,
by bringing the attention and talking to people and be able to, you know, do one-on-one, you know, discussions with people, it'll change a few people's minds. And if we can just do that, our goal is accomplished in our tour.
So, Greg, when you heard about all this, you said the tour's got to come to where I am, and we want to benefit the Chicago Rescue Intervention and Support Program. Why is that so? Yes.
Well, my wife, Carolyn Alonzo, actually runs Fetch Pet Care of Chicago, and I own a auto restoration shop. So when we found out Shorty was doing this tour across the country, it seemed like a no-brainer for him to stop at us. Carolyn and I have been working with various rescues here in the city for over 11 years now and are very heavy into rescue, and it just made sense to us for this to happen. So when I reached out to Shorty and asked him if he wanted to make a Chicago stop, I believe it was like less than 2 days after that, he reached out and said, yeah, sure, let's do this. So, yeah, well, on Wednesday, on 10-10, he'll be visiting us at Speakeasy Customs and Classics. And we're going to be having quite a show for you, actually, Shorty. We've been planning this for about 2 months now. And at this point, we've got everything from a car show, adoptable dogs, food trucks for people and dogs. We've got a DJ. We got a live mural painting from a local graffiti artist. And even I think we're going to be doing a pinstriping demonstration on one of the vehicles we painted recently. So we got a lot of stuff planned and a huge raffle. Probably over 20 items, including passes to the aquarium, improv passes, original artwork from local artists, restaurant gift cards from Giordano's and Portillo's and more. So, you know, really hoping to have a nice big turnout and raise a couple thousand dollars for Chris and the cause that they are out there fighting for.
Well, I want to talk a bit about Crisp in a moment. I don't want to leave out the most important part. You're going to have food trucks out there.
Yes, yes. I do know Pink Taco food truck will be there for sure. We're working on maybe having another one or two, but Pink Taco for sure will be there.
Okay, so why did you say, all right, we're going to do this and we're going to benefit CRISP? That's the Chicagoland Rescue Intervention and Support Program, which, Shorty, is an amazing program. I can explain what it is, but Greg, I'll let you give it a stab.
Sure, sure. CRISP is an organization that they basically try to, they camp outside of CACC.
CACC is Chicago Animal Care and Control.
Thank you. Yes, and they try to prevent people from relinquishing their dogs to animal care and control in the first place. They literally stay out there, rain or shine, cold, hot, whatever, and they wait for people to come up. And when they come up, they try to approach them and ask them, why are they relinquishing their pets? If it's a matter of, I can't afford to feed them anymore, or he's sick and I can't afford the vet bill, they try to find a way to help them. And if there's not a way that they can help them, and so that they can try to keep their animals and keep them in the family. I mean, they don't want to see people breaking up their families. And sometimes people are there because they don't feel like they don't have a choice. So they want to be there to give them a choice. If they still feel like they need to be relinquished, though, they instead try to keep them from the shelter as well by getting them involved with all the different rescues that are part of CRISP. There's like six or seven, I think, that are part of CRISP right now, including One Tail at a Time. So they try to put them, try to encourage these rescues to pull them from the shelter before they even have to go in. And they're just trying to save as many animals as they can because, as you know, Chicago does euthanize animals at their shelter.
Yeah, but by the way, the most recent data, which is just from last week, is that we're still doing amazing. I mean, you want to do even more amazing, but right now, over 90% of animals that go into Chicago Animal Care and Control do come out alive. I want to talk more about the dogs we call pit bulls and misconceptions about those dogs. And it says here, Shorty, that you're working on preventing breed-specific bans, and I have some good news for you about that. We'll hear all of that and more when we come back right here on WGN. My wires are all crossed, my headphone wires here. I'm all knotted up in my own headphones. So if you hear me choke during the show, you'll know why. This is so exciting! 11 minutes before 7 o'clock on WGN. Rick Pearson here after the 7 o'clock news. What is so exciting? This should be a national... Monday? Isn't Monday a holiday? It's Columbus Day, I guess. No. That's not important. Here is the important holiday. And I tell Shorty Rossi this on the phone and Greg Alonzo. You guys might not even be aware of this holiday. It's Cures for Cats Day. Woo!
Nope.
Are you guys excited about that?
I did not know that one, actually. No, I did not.
Yeah, I gotcha. That is October 20th. The Wynn Feline Foundation, W-I-N-N, Feline Foundation, is an organization that supports funding for cat health studies. Pretty much everything we know about cat health has, at one time or another, going back for 50 years, been funded by the Wynn Feline Foundation. So new information as one example. For feline infectious peritonitis, due to funding from Wynn, this disease, which is awful. I mean, it's the worst thing that can happen to a cat. And worse than that, it typically happens to kittens. Now we think that at least for some of these kittens, there could be a solution, a drug that works. More importantly, we now understand the class of drug to look at, and this drug is going through, or about to, go through FDA approval even. So the Wynn Feline Foundation Cures for Cats Day this year is looking at kidney disease in cats, and you can help. For further information, go to my website. There's lots there, and that is stevedale.tv. Yeah, Greg Alonzo's on the phone, as well as Shorty Rossi, the pit bull boss. So here was the good news. I believe that increasingly, this is my experience, and I don't know that you'd have any way to know this, Shorty, but Chicago several times looked at breed bans, and we pushed back on that idea. It never happened in this city. I've testified on this topic all over the country. Some of those scientific papers, at least one for sure, that you use to defend your position, I've actually written or co-authored. So I'm very much on board with everything you're saying. And I think that slowly people, and I mean everyone, is beginning to understand blaming a presumed breed. It's not even really, as I said, and we talked about earlier, they're mixed breed dogs. But blaming them is not the solution. Responsible dog ownership is a good solution. Am I right about that?
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's the way things happen with dogs. Dogs are not inherently born to act like the way people think they do. They don't learn this at birth, period. They learn it from humans. They learn it from the way they're trained. They learn it from interacting with other dogs in the wrong way. And it's just like a kid. If we don't correct the problem at the beginning, we're going to have a problem at the end. I mean, with the exception for a couple of very rare neurological problems, this is not an animal that act that way when they're born. They learn it.
Yeah, you're totally right about that. And we now know, according to the Centers for Disease Control, American Veterinary Medical Association, and others, we've identified, specifically identified, when serious attacks happen. When we talk about your average dog bite, they mostly happen to children. They mostly happen in the home where those children live. And at the end of the day, it's because there wasn't an adult supervising. When we talk about serious attacks, I don't have time on the radio, but I mean, right now, but we know the bullet points, if you will, as to why they occur. And the CDC and the American Veterinary Medical Association said years ago, at this point, many years ago, said, you know, breed has nothing to do with, first of all, the breed we think that animal is often misidentified anyway. But that aside,
most of the time.
Yeah, but that aside, breed is not the issue.
And it's, like you said, it's mostly that kids are involved in these attacks. And it's at the fault of the parents because they get to trusting the animal way too much. They leave him down with the kid in the basement, unsupervised, and you don't know what happens when any breed of a dog turns around and attacks a child. And you don't know the cause of anything. And it's irresponsible for to leave a young child with an animal not supervised.
All right, so this benefit, Greg, for CRISP, and that is the Chicagoland Rescue Intervention and Support Program, long name, that's why they call themselves CRISP, a coalition of animal shelters that camp outside Chicago Animal Care and Control and intervene if they can to prevent those animals from going in the first place. Really important to prevent that from happening, not necessarily because they may not make it through. There are a lot of reasons for it. One is it is stressful for the animals to land at Animal Care and Control, even more so, or any shelter, and even more so for cats than dogs, incidentally, because the stress could lead to illness. Also, by them not getting in, that leaves another spot open for another animal who does get in. So, I mean, this organization is absolutely wonderful. They save lives. The benefit is, again, October 10th. You could tell us more about it. Give us the basics and where people can learn more.
Sure. If people go onto our Facebook page, we do have an event set up on our Facebook page. There is tons of information and details on there, but I'll share a few more things with you. We are in Bedford Park at 5235 West 65th Street, right by Midway Airport. We've got plenty of space. We're going to be doing a car show with $20 entry fees. We do have trophies. All the proceeds from the car show, from 10% from the vendors, all the money we bring from the raffle, everything will be going to Chris. And we're actually doing a podcast as well for VIP, a VIP podcast, basically, that will be filmed with me and Shorty. $20 tickets, also proceeds going to Chris. It'll also include a beer selection from Five Rapper Brewery, also in Bedford Park, being served by the owner. Yeah, the owner, Andreas, is going to be serving beer himself, and he'll be there to answer any beer questions people might have as well.
Okay.
So we got a lot of stuff planned. Tickets are available through the event page as well, so you can find them on there. They'll be also selling tickets at the event. We also have even a food truck for dogs as well. I forgot to mention that. A 6 month food truck will be there selling treats for all the furry friends as well.
Perfect. All right.
So, yeah, plenty of stuff to do. We'll be there rain or shine because there is indoor stuff to do, and we also have tents set up. So we'll be there rain or shine.
Oh, it will be beautiful. It'll be beautiful outside. I have the advance update.
I hope so, Steve.
All right.
I hope so.
That's, again, October 10th. It's called the Freedom Tour. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great rest
thank
of your
you
weekend.
For having us.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. You know, pets aren't like family. They are family. They really are, and that's why doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when your pets need them most. In fact, I've called into them. I want them to come on the show next week. They don't even know this yet. They're hearing it first right now because I want to talk about Halloween and Halloween safety. They're located at the corner of Belmont Western and Clybourne, you know, where the three kind of come together there. MedVet provides emergency specialty and critical care 24/7. That's the whole idea. Of course, they're an American Animal Hospital Association accredited referral hospital, but there aren't many of those in the country. I mean, that's kind of special in itself. You know what? Your pets always get the best care there, oftentimes from specialists, of which they have many too long for me to go into now, but cancer specialist, specialist in eye care, ophthalmology, specialist in neurology, in cardiac medicine. Those are just a few. Phone number 773-281-7110, 773-281-7110, medvetforpets.com, medvetforpets.com.